Like if there's ever like a dream that you have, right? And and then it seems like it's impossible. I just want, like just people to feel like they're like that they're gonna be able to, accomplish, like their dreams. 'Cause, I went through the same thing as a kid. I had
Welcome back, guys. Wrestling Tacos, Wrestler of the Week, Franco, Annie. Today, we're joined by Key Vibes.
The Queen of Hybrid.
The Queen of Hybrid.
You can't forget the Queen of Hybrid.
Yep. Right.
We should start off with icebreak questions, just to get to know you a little better. It's seven questions. The last question is the most important. It'll either make the interview or break the interview. We'll stop it right here if you say the wrong thing. But start off, what's your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite of all time would be Queensryche, old school 80s band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
What's some current bands you're listening to right now?
Some current bands? As of right now, like I'm stuck in the old school times. Like I'm not really into anything new. But I would say that as far as everything goes, like Kiss has come out with some good albums too. Kind of recent, so
nice.
Pretty much that.
I still dig the whole Motley Crue, Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my dad showed me when I was a kid. I'm like, man, best kind of music ever.
Yeah, I'm just like an 80s head. I think I'm stuck in that era.
Nice. What's the weirdest thing you collect or something that you collect as of now?
As of right now, I would say one of the collections I've been trying to work on is my, it's like a kind of almost like a Selena cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but it's like kind of like at the 7-Elevens and stuff, like they'll give out like the Selena cups. And I go to every store and I try to go ahead and collect them all. So I've been working on that one.
I think it started back in 2018, was it? 2018, 2019?
Yeah,
when they started releasing those, because I remember the Fiesta de la Flor, when they would have it here in Corpus, they always had limited edition cups whenever the festival was going on. And then they had one there at the festival that you would get if you purchase something with through the booth or whatever. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my collection right there. And then also those little TY toys, like they're like little stuffed animals.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I have a few. They're like babies, but
yeah.
Our daughter likes those. Or like the Squishmallows, those
things. Oh, yeah, I have a few of those.
Goes out and hunts for them. She's been running out. What are you looking for?
I'm looking right now. It was for the Valentine's Day collection. Their strawberry cow. So it had like a little cow and it had like little heart on it. And it's a pink. It was white with pink little polka dot. Ugh, it was cute. I'm like, come on. Every time I want something, it's never there. And I don't like cows personally. So I'm like, man.
She's terrified of cows.
I'm terrified of cows.
Oh, really?
Yes. In fact, I am terrified of cows. But I like them in like small little squishy form. And that's it.
Wow. Yeah, they're super cute.
Who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
My favorite wrestler growing up was The Rock. Yeah, yeah. Like I have a video of me chanting. Oh yeah, yeah. I have a video, and I'm there chanting like Rocky, Rocky, and I'm just like I'm such a small child. I'm like, how did I even have that in my head already? But I guess I loved it since I was a kid. So yeah, he got me into wrestling a lot.
Yeah, that was my favorite wrestler growing up as well. He got me into it, and then I got out of it I got out of it for a while, then Batista going back into it after that. But The Rock's still my all-time favorite. I flipped out whenever he made his return in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 2011.
Mm-hmm. And also The Miz, sorry. The Miz.
Oh, go ahead. No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like probably like my number one, but also two, because like The Rock comes first. Then it's The Miz.
Yeah. Just like you, because you were The Rock and then The Miz and then Edge.
The Miz is my second favorite. The stuff he did with the Intercontinental title was always great. I liked him since he was with Morrison.
Oh, and, the tag team.
I know everybody hated him for so long. I was like, this guy's like freaking amazing. Why do y'all hate him? I think Brandon actually told us that. Brandon Vice, because we're talking about selling some pops.
Yes.
The Miz was one of them, but I didn't want to sell it. He's like, are you sure? I want to buy it for Key Vibes. I'm like, I ain't selling it, no. I can't sell it.
No, I understand that. I wouldn't sell it either.
He looks good. We have a whole bunch of his figures as well, too. I think we have the double pack with Miz and Maurice.
Yeah, and then we have the double pack of them just as John Cena and Nikki Bella from the WrestleMania stuff.
Oh, wow. I wish I got my hands on those. See, I was too late.
We have a friend that sells wrestling figures and stuff, and he found one of them for us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, thank God. He remembered that he liked The Miz, so it helped out. It came in clutch when we needed it.
Right. That's cool.
What's next? Oh, since we're already out of the season of love, which is Valentine's Day, we're going straight into... We don't have a lot of holidays in between, so our next question is going to be your favorite WrestleMania moment, since we have WrestleMania around the corner, and hopefully we may see you booked for WrestleMania weekend up there. So what's your favorite WrestleMania moment?
WrestleMania moment. Man, there's just so many great things I've had, like, that have had, like, happened before. I'm just trying to think over here. I would, so like as far as like returns go,
anything,
any moment that sticks out.
I would say when, you know, like The Rock showed up, like, cause you know, he's my favorite. So it's like, I don't know. He's just so like electrifying to me that it's just like, when I see him on TV, like I can't help but jump and I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, but yeah, I think that like all the times that he's, you know, like showed up at WrestleMania, it's just like, like, I don't know, it just brings, like, that feeling back, you know, like, just being a kid again, just, you know, just, like, seeing it on TV. It's just, like, it's really awesome to see him back on. See those moments right there.
That's a good moment.
Yeah. How about y'all's?
My favorite Rock moment was him and Steve Austin at WrestleMania 19 when he finally beat Steve Austin.
Oh.
Mine has to be when the Hardy Boys returned because... I was in the kitchen cooking and I heard the music go off, and one of our friends that was living with us at the time, Andy, he ran, he was like super excited, and I ran to see what was going on, and he was like, the Hardy Boys, they're back. Cannot
drop the pans and everything on the floor.
I literally thought I was gonna drop something because I thought something happened. I was like, oh my God, what am I missing? Best moment.
That was a good moment too. It's just like, it's just, I don't know, it was just like a surprise too. It's like, what, they're back? Yeah, it's cool.
Another good one was when Lesnar ended the streak.
Oh.
We're speechless for that one.
Everybody was just like all jaw dropped and everything, like, what?
Yeah, I remember my I was at my brother-in-law watching it at his house, and he thought it was like, you know, it wasn't part of the script. He was like, oh, the way the ref is reacting and everything, it's not part of the script. Something happened. But no, it was a really good moment.
Yeah.
Your favorite quote you live by?
Quote I live by. So like I said, I'm a really big Selena fan, you know, as well. So, you know, I just like the one that she gives with, if you have a dream, you know, don't let anybody, you know, go ahead and you know, just like take it away from you. I just feel like that quote, it just means a lot to me because it's just like, there's a lot of people out there who have dreams, but they can't really, you know, like achieve them, you know, as like easy as they sound. But like, I feel like her quote's very like meaningful, and it helps people to just, you know, like just try your best to go ahead and achieve that dream and just don't let anybody take that. Yeah, so that's one quote I really live by.
That's a good quote.
Mm-hmm. So we like food here. We love food. What's your favorite donut? If you could have one now.
Donut?
Yeah.
So I like to get my donuts from like the, you know, there's like a panaderia over here. Mm-hmm. There's but it's like the one that has like the cream filling. It's like the, it's just like a strawberry cream filling.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but yeah, I love that donut because it's just so plain, but then once you hit the inside, it's like, oh, there it is.
You're like, that's it.
Yeah.
And this is the final question. I believe you're from Texas.
Yes.
Okay, so this year I'll make the interview, break the interview. Everybody, all the wrestlers travel to Texas, either like one of two restaurants. Do you prefer In-N-Out or Whataburger?
Oof.
Whataburger, you can't go wrong with it. That's just, I'm sorry, but that's just the correct answer, and it should be the correct answer for everybody.
I think so far only one person has said In-N-Out.
Two.
And that was
two.
Oh.
We have two.
Who? Chandler.
Chandler's one, and then, it is one, but one says that they prefer one thing off of the menu. Well, the simplicity of the menu from In-N-Out, but would still prefer Whataburger. So I still count that, the simplicity of the menu. So it counts, but it doesn't count. But Chandler's the only one that reigns supreme on
him. Oh my gosh.
No offense, Chandler, but
No, like
what's your go-to meal for Whataburger?
I prefer the jalapeno and cheeseburger. I like that one a lot. And then there's also this like limited time item they have. Like it's the, I think it's called the Buffalo Ranch. Okay. Yeah. That's like my favorite.
There we go.
This is more of a bonus question that I've been asking, but three wrestlers you would say inspired your character.
My character right now?
Yeah. Whether it's your wrestling character or just yourself at all.
So I kind of got like a mixture of it from Paige when she was wrestling. Then also kind of like a mixture of do you know like Ruben Steele?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, like him too. Like he was helping me train, you know, like a few years back. So I kind of got like a lot of my inspiration from him too, you know, like just him being like hardcore heavy metal. Like, you know, I used to talk to him about heavy metal all the time. So it's like, oh, maybe I should try to, you know, incorporate that since, you know, that's me. So why not? So I kind of got some of that from him too. So I feel like those two mixed together really helped me.
That's it for icebreak questions. Mm-hmm. Let's take it back to the beginning. How did you get into wrestling?
How did I get into it? So as a kid, my mom and my brother were like huge wrestling fans. So, you know, also just, you know, and also my two grandfathers, my great grandfather and then my actual grandfather. They're just like so big on wrestling. Like every time I'm in the room or like, you know, like I'm passing by, they have it on TV. So it's like, there's no way I can like not watch wrestling. So pretty much just, you know, just being a kid, I would just go, you know, I basically had to watch it because it was always on TV. So yeah, you know, I guess like that kind of got me inspired. And then also just going to shows, like indie shows here in San Antonio. We used to go to like TNT Wrestling, TWA, RCW, stuff like that. So then it's pretty cool to also be on the shows now. And it's just like, what? Like, you know, like I was inspired from these guys and now I'm here doing it myself. So I think that really got me to want to do wrestling as a kid.
That's pretty cool. You're actually the only second person to say you went on to indie shows when you were growing up. I think Casey Blackrose also mentioned that. That must be an amazing feeling to, you know, be at RCW as a fan and then being on the show. You just wrestled Miss Michelle. A couple weekends back.
Yeah, you know, and then too, like, how do you say it? Like, it's kind of emotional too, because it's just like, you know, like you're there thinking in the back and you're thinking like, you know, I was a fan once and I still am, but like, you know, like, how do you, like, you know, I'm just there, you know, picturing myself in like the front row and I'm like, that was me, and now I'm up here performing in front of people. It's kind of crazy, but you know, it's just, you know, when you work hard, I guess you know, these things happen.
It's pretty cool. You started training with Hybrid. How'd you get involved with that?
So I got involved with Hybrid because, you know, like I said, I used to watch TWA as a kid. So I always, you know, grew up like watching Chris Marvel wrestling and all these guys. So I was like, so then I finally saw that they opened up a school, and then I didn't see any girl wrestlers at the time. So I think I only saw like, you know, probably like two girls, but you know, they would come and go. But as far as that went, you know, I just asked my mom, and I think at the time it was either I was going to have like a Sweet 16 or I was going to do wrestling. So I was like, no, I'm going to do wrestling. So all the money went to my wrestling school and was just training ever since. And then I think my mom was also good friends with Coach Marvel. So that's how she was able to, you know, go ahead and contact him to get me into that school.
Mm-hmm. That's a good ultimatum though, a Sweet 16 or going to wrestling school. I mean,
yeah, I was like, I had to choose my dream, you know. A Sweet 16 only lasts for so long, you know, it's just a little party. This is like a lifetime right here.
There you go. She was thinking ahead when you That's good. So being with Hybrid, what was the hardest thing you had to learn in the ring?
Okay, so I was never athletic, so that was like the hardest part for me in the beginning, because you know, they had us doing squats, push-ups, sit-ups and everything just to start off to get into the ring. So it took me like a few months to actually get in the ring, because I had to, you know, like condition myself and, you know, just try to get, you know, my breathing up, because I was always getting, you know, like blown up, and I was like, I can't do this. So I guess that, you know, like that was like the hardest part for me. And then also when it came to like promos and talking, like that was the hardest part, because I struggled as a kid with like I had like a stuttering issue. So that was also very hard, because I, you know, because they would put you on the spot. They're like, okay, you know, go ahead and hit like a minute promo. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, are you kidding me? And then, you know, like as time went on, you know, I guess, you know, you just get in like the habit of just doing it so much that it just becomes like a natural thing. You just kind of say what your mind feels. Yeah, the hardest part.
What was your mother's reaction, your grandparents' reaction when you said you wanted to become a pro wrestler?
They were actually really like supportive of it. I would say as far as anything, my grandmother was kind of like, are you sure you want to do that? Because, you know, you're going to be bruised up all the time. You're going to be in pain. I was like, but I want to do it. So I would say like supportive, and, you know, they've helped me out through like the most of this, you know, like most of this journey of wrestling. I'm so grateful to have them. So, you know, and then to like, I don't think that I would be there like here right now, like if it, you know, if I didn't have them in my life, because I don't think I'd be able to do this all, you know, just like alone by myself. So it's really good to have them.
You have a great support system.
I do, yes.
That's good though, because I mean, for them to support you and your dream, and then them giving you the flame to actually go and do this. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. You hear wrestlers say that they, parents didn't want them to become wrestlers and they disowned them for a little bit and all that stuff. But actually hearing people with parents and grandparents and have support for them, that's good to hear.
It is, yeah. I'm grateful for it too.
And your character right now, it's the Queen of Hybrid. Mm-hmm. You've been teaming more with Brandon Vice and Richie Garcia. How did I even... Richie Garcia.
Yes.
Taxation. How did the Queen of Hybrid come about? Was just hanging out with them, you know, the Prince of Hybrid and or the Savage Prince now, and the Flamingo King.
So yeah, you know, I would say like as far as like the name, you know, like the Queen of Hybrid, I kind of didn't come up with that on my own. Like, you know, like there's just certain days where, you know, I would come into training, they're like, oh, like there's the Queen, or there's Queen of Hybrid, and I was like, why are y'all calling me that? Like, it's weird. And then you know, finally, you know, I guess that they had told me that it's because, like, I'm probably like the, you know, like the first girl that has graduated from Hybrid. And then I'm also the one that kind of like toughened out as far as everything goes, you know, because I would get beat up by the guys most of the time. And, you know, so I was like, oh, okay, now I get it. So, okay, I guess I'm queen. Yeah. And then, you know, and then as far as like the whole tag team goes right there, that kind of just came up like on its own. But then at the same time, we've kind of been the ones that are there like the longest. So we're like, how about, you know, we just like incorporate all of us together and then just make, you know, like this whole trio. And we, you know, it could be like, I guess, how do you say it? Like, I guess like a royalty kind of trio. So I was like, oh, well, that sounds pretty cool. So I like that. So I was like, why not just do a royalty trio?
That works. Mm-hmm. This past couple weeks back, you actually teamed up with Brandon and Weston Blake, former NXT star, and went against Scotty Too Hotty, Maddie Rakowski, and David Kidd. Yeah. How did it feel to be in the ring with two former WWE superstars?
Yeah, so that right there was a big, like, learning tool right there, because it was just, like, I felt like I learned so much, you know, like, that whole day, it was just, like, a learning day. Like, you know, like, we, you know, I think it was, like, the night before, it was, like, that seminar with, you know, we had this with Scotty Too Hotty, and it was just, like, information that, you know, you know, it's just, like, things that you don't even, like, think about or, like, know about, and then, you know, like, you can go ahead and ask him questions, and he's there to answer them, like, really fast, too, and I, you know, it's just, like, I'm grateful that we have those, you know, like, those, like, seminars at Hybrid, because I feel like without the seminars, we kind of wouldn't be as good as we are today without this information that we have. So, you know, and then that whole match to itself, like I said, it was like a learning experience, because there's things that I did that I was like, I didn't know I can do that. And then there's just, you know, it's like the whole communication thing is just, it was just like a whole, like, it was just a great experience with them both. Mm-hmm.
Fun. It was honestly a really good match. I really liked it a lot. You and Brandon and Blake
Weston,
really, really good. I wish y'all guys picked up the win on that one. But, you know, we have to give it to a kid sometimes.
Oh, right? Yeah. That darn kid.
He did disappoint us, though, with that word.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
I saw it the next day. I was like, are you serious?
You had time to practice this. Mm-hmm. You could have done some kind of practice. Oh, man. It was a good match, though. Yeah. Really did.
Thank,
like,
you so much. I appreciate that.
That same weekend, you were at RCW 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary. You took on Miss Michelle. I believe you got the victory on that one.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
And, you the win.
Later on the night, you attacked Katie Forbes
after
she crowned Maddie
as a champion.
Yeah, the RCW Women's Champion.
Yep.
How'd that feel? Took out Katie Forbes, the queen of twerk.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like in a way, you know, I'm just setting a statement. As far as anything, I feel like there's room for a new queen, you know? So I feel like pretty soon the queen of RCW is going to go to Key Vibes.
Ooh. So. Oof. She's going to have the queen of Hybrid and the queen of RCW put together.
Yeah. Queen to the second power.
Queen to the second power.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You came out, you know, you were in the jacket and everything. I was like, pretty sure that's Key Vibes. I could be wrong, though. And then, like, once you take it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's Key Vibes.
You saw with the eyeshadow, right?
Yeah.
I had the red glitter.
Speaking of RCW, they actually announced their some of their card for the Smoke Show coming up March 6th. We have you actually tag teaming with the wonderful Scarlett Bordeaux. Yeah. And we're going against... Oof.
Maddie Rakowski,
yeah,
and Chrissy James.
Mm-hmm. Are you really excited about that?
I really am. Yeah, like so then I saw like the post the other day, and I was like, I kind of dropped my phone a little bit. I was like, what? Like, this is a crazy opportunity for me. You know, I'm just really excited for that match because I think it's gonna be really good. You know, there's just like so much talent in that ring at the same time. It's just, you know. I'm just excited for that day, March 6th. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you're teaming with Scarlett, who's a former NXT, former Impact, former AAA, former everything. And,
former RCW. She's been at RCW shows before. And,
You are facing two champions, Chrissy James, who's the Rising Phoenix champion, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maddie, who's the new RCW Women's Champion.
Yeah.
So if y'all do win and you pick up the victory, obviously, like, you have to have a title shot in the near future. So yes, hopefully that works out.
With either one. I mean, even
I hope so. That'll be nice to have some gold on me.
There you go.
We're excited for that show. I think that match is happening. They announced like three other matches.
They announced the Mysterious Q versus Matt Cardona, which we love Q. Love Q.
Cardona just won the NWA World Championship.
Yes, so he's decked out even more in gold. It's crazy stuff, man. That show seems like it's going to be a really good show to go to. If you're not doing anything March 6th, you got to go check out Key Vibes. Mm-hmm. Got to check out Scarlett Bordeaux. You got to check out Matt Cardona. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a killer show.
One opponent that you've been facing a lot of that I've been seeing is Miss Michelle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've been facing her. You faced her at Hybrid. You faced her at RCW, BOW. I think there was one more I saw you face her at. Was it Mission Pro?
Mission Pro, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. How has that match been? How have you learned anything from it? Like, what have you been taking away?
Yeah, like, definitely. So I feel like her and I, you know, we've, like, gotten to know each other so much. You know, like, this whole journey of, like, wrestling itself, you know, training together, you know, like, going to training all the time and working out too together is really cool because, you know, I get to talk to her and, you know, we just get to really, you know, I guess like know each other, you know, as like good friends and stuff. But I feel like as far as wrestling goes, it's to the point where, you know, like I know, like, you know, like her talent and she knows my talent. And then it's really cool to teach her new things, you know, and she'll teach me things too. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. So, you know, it's like a great bond that we have too. And then I feel like it's just like a really good opportunity because, you know, I feel like those moments right there, it's just time for us to, you know, go ahead and show the world like, oh, you know, like these girls know how to wrestle. So, yeah, it's just been really good working with her. She's really great. And I'm excited to see what she's going to do later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time I see the new matchup, the match graphic for another promotion, I'm like, hey, they're doing it again. Sweet.
Yeah.
I was excited for BOW because it was you and Vice versus her and Kid, I believe.
Yeah.
And that match was really good. They came out with the whole bubble bubble machine and everything.
Yeah.
Get those bubbles up here.
Those bubbles are pretty cool, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was like, where'd they get it from? It
looks You're pretty like, nice. Can you let me know? Because we want those.
We have right? Kids that would like it. So far on you've been wrestling since 2018?
Yes. I've been training since 2017. Then I actually started working in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Who has been your favorite opponents?
My favorite opponents so far, you know, like I said, my top one would be like Maddie. You know, as far as anything goes, Maddie Rynkowski. She's, you know, extremely talented in the ring. Great friend. She's also like a great heel too, which is also what I love about her. Obviously, Michelle too, she's great. Like I said, she's gonna show the world soon, like that she is full of talent. I would say, like, as far as everything else goes, one of the matches that I really enjoyed a lot was it was back then. I don't know, it was like at BOW. It was against Angel Blue. She used to be at, you know, over there at BOW, but yeah, she used to go by Angel Blue. She was really great for me in the ring because she taught me a lot as well. So I feel like I learned a lot, you know, like during that match. And it really helped me.
I need to check it out. I know BOW has their own YouTube channel, so maybe we'll be up on there.
Oh, yeah.
We started going to BOW this year, 2021.
Yeah, I think, 2021. For the first
show. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of talent on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With that, one of the questions that fans requested were your dream opponents. I don't know if they mean mainstream opponents or indie wrestling, mm-hmm. but I'll say just three from the, you know, WWE, AEW or whatever, and three indie.
Okay, so far as like WWE goes, I would like to face Paige one day, hopefully. You know, just hopefully, just one day. That was like a dream match of mine. Also Alexa Bliss, of course, and then also like Mickey James too. I was always like, you know, like a good fan of, you know, just like a big fan of her. So I feel like, you know, like a matchup with her would be nice. Then as far as like NXT goes and stuff like that, Taya Valkyrie would be like, you know, like a future opponent that I would really want. Then as far as indies go, I'm kind of excited to be working, you know, like Christy Jane's coming up on the 6th. So that's going to be really great for me because she's always been like a dream match of mine. The next indie, let me see. I would like to face my coach Chris Marvel one day, like a little intergender match. See what I got on him.
A student versus teacher's match.
Yeah, like that would be pretty cool. Then also, I would like to face Casey Black Rose one day. You know, we always talk about it, so it's like, why not one day, little intergender?
There you go.
Make it happen on a hybrid show.
Yeah.
Know, that's what I'm saying. I was like, let's make it happen.
Hybrid Mania is coming up. Casey needs an opponent. You need an opponent. Hybrid Mania. Do it on the biggest stage. Before we ask the final question, one question I want to throw out there. What's the happy for you in wrestling? What makes you happy? What makes you keep doing it week in and week out?
So what makes me happy? I would say like, the whole feeling of just feeling the fans' emotions, and then just also feeling like, even though I'm the bad guy, I just love when they boo me. That's just me right there. Like, that's just kind of telling me right there that I'm doing something right. And that right there just makes me happy. Cause I feel like these fans, they come out and they want to see like a show, right? You know, they just want to see like a good wrestling match, I'm pretty sure that, they don't want to see flips all the time and all this crazy stuff, but I just feel like a match that interacts with the crowd is what they want. And I just feel like that right there kind of makes me happy the most, is just feeling their happiness, their, anger towards me a lot. And that's just what keeps me going. And then also just like screaming at kids sometimes when I'm doing that.
You give them the inspiration to be you when you let them from the other side.
Exactly.
If I was a kid, that would pull the fuel to my flame,
Yeah.
How happy are you whenever you tear up the posters, the signs? I know you did RCW.
That was actually the first time I've done that. Yeah. So that right there, it was just like a good feeling, just to like let out some anger right there, because I think the signs had bad vibes and. What? Like, how's our bad vibes going on? All I'm feeling is good vibes here. So I was like, screw this.
It's like, no bad vibes around here.
No. Hopefully, hopefully there's some more like that so I can put out some more anger that I hold in most of the time.
We'll start bringing some signs that say
we'll
that.
Start lighting
we'll be
it up.
Cheering you while you're tearing up our posters.
Okay.
All right. So our final question is usually a heart-wrenching question where it makes you kind of think a little bit. What is the legacy that you want to leave behind inside or outside of the ring?
The legacy. So as far as anything, I would say, if there's ever like a dream that you have, right? And, and then it seems like it's impossible. I just want, just people to feel like they're going to be able to, accomplish, their dreams. Cause, I went through the same thing as a kid. I had health issues and I thought that, I'm never going to be a wrestler. Like, it's never going to happen. I'm just going to live like a normal life. I just want to leave behind that legacy that, that anybody can be a wrestler. Anybody can do this. It just all depends on your heart and how much heart you have for wrestling and how much you really love it. I just want to leave behind that, for like the girls that are, like watching me out there. I just want them to know that, like us girls are badass and we can do it too. Like, as far as anything goes, like if anything, the girls do it a lot better than the guys. And that's all I have to say as far as a legacy goes. Like, anybody can do this, but as far as like little girls and stuff, like they're able to do it too one day.
That got me teared up a little bit. it's pretty crazy because we have two daughters ourselves, and our youngest is very into, she's only going to be 2 in October, but she's so interested in wrestling. We actually watched a GCW with ASF in it, and she was just sitting there amazed watching it. just looking at it. And then when we put on Insidious 1, her matches as well, too. Yeah, Insidious
1 versus Roxy was the first one. Just seeing her jumper, and she was like, just started watching it, like...
amazed by it. And our oldest, she's in and out of wrestling because she's still trying to figure out herself at her being at the age of 10. But she loved it. We took her to a lot of wrestling shows and a lot of independent shows. We still make fun of her because for her birthday, Gino had her hold the title and bring the title to him. And we always make fun of her and be like, oh, that's your boyfriend. And she's all, stop, leave me alone. But she still likes it. And we're kind of glad that they can see inspiration in a lot of the women right now that are out there, especially what you do, what a lot of these women can do day in and day out right now, which is really amazing. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty much it. If you want to plug the shows you're going to be at, you're going to be at RCW. We plug that one a lot. But any other shows, if you want to plug any of them, and then your social medias.
Okay, so I believe there's going to be a show April the 9th, I believe. That's going to be for Branded Outlaw Wrestling. That's going to be a good one. Then I'll be over there at in Dallas for the WrestleMania weekend. So hopefully I can get on some more shows there. But as far as anything, I know that I'll be on the Hybrid Mania show. Obviously, I believe the RCW show as well that they're going to have out there. Then also my Twitter handle is Raging Vibes, and then my Instagram is also, no, it's Vibes Key. And then that's pretty much all like the social medias I have right now. Like, you know, like I guess like the most active ones, because I hear that Facebook is not very popular. So I'm not gonna bother with Facebook.
The most popular one is to me is Instagram. I hate Twitter just because everybody's always negative on Twitter.
Oh yes.
But Instagram's the most active one. People are going on TikTok and, you know, posting highlights and all that. We usually plug our TikTok, we hardly ever plug, and we post our highlights and all that stuff on there. But those are the main two that I think are real active.
Me too.
Well, thanks for being on. Hopefully catch you at March 6th. We should be there. And I guess we'll catch you guys later. Peace.
Bye. Thank you.